This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch Monday morning edition as we broadcast live from our flagship station, AM 860, The Answer in Tampa, Florida. I am the Captain Matt Bruce, and we're broadcasting to great radio stations all across America. A special shout-out goes to our military men and women listening to us right now all across the country as well as around the world via the satellite, and to all of our first responders, our EMTs, our firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our Border Patrol, and 911 dispatchers, plus the United States Coast Guard. Thank you for your service to America and keeping all of us free and safe. And to all the people working on the Third Watch, the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers, the bakers, the maintenance and janitorial workers, the mechanics keeping things running, our construction workers, and the bulk mail centers, too, sorting out that mail for delivery today. Thanks for all you do to keep America rolling along. Don't forget to check out the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. And without further ado, here is Ms. Rosemary, the prayer intercessor, 7 past the hour.
Good morning, Captain, and hi to you all. I missed you all since Friday. And, you know, I first got to hit something here that really affected me. I was telling the Captain, so hard to come on with this. If you really want to watch something, and many of you have, most of you veterans get it, it's the first time I've made myself sit through it. Fox News had the real stuff there. It wasn't a movie. On the 7th, which we're going to celebrate June 6th, the 75th anniversary of the Normandy invasion. And I'm going to tell you, I don't know. But the strategy, the way these guys had to put this together to fool Hitler, it is fantastic to watch. If nobody's watched it, you need to see it. Because even for me, well, I don't say even for me. I'm very interested in history. But they don't fake it. I mean, it's not a movie. It's actual, whoa. And every time they showed Hitler's face, I kind of wanted to throw up.
How'd you like it when they pushed those tents over? Or tanks.
Oh, I saw that. Yes,
The foam tanks.
Yes. I said, yes. That's what I'm saying. Captain understands.
And the plywood aircraft.
Yes, sir. They did that on purpose. And you all
George Patton.
Yes. Oh, I was, I'll tell you, I said, I'm not going to sit through this, but I had to. Strategy.
The Germans saw George was coming, and they were scared to death.
Oh, my goodness, yes.
And Rommel studied up on him to learn everything there was about him, because he was a public book with his tactics. He was George Patton.
Absolutely the best, Captain. One of the best. And it did show that, and it was hard. I'm not going to say this was an easy night. My refrigerator out and everything. It was the worst night ever. But I said, no, I'm going to watch it. I like anything real. And by the way, I don't like movies, just made up stuff. This was real, real, real. And it showed the guys. Oh, my goodness. Eisenhower was. But anyway, let me just let that go, because I'm sure the captain
was. Yeah, my father was in that picture when Eisenhower was addressing the troops.
No, you're kidding.
No, he was in that picture.
Oh, I wouldn't have known, though.
I'd have to see it again to realize where he was at, but he was in there.
Yeah, they're going to re-show that, by the way, on
Thursday.
Day. Yes.
2 p.m.
Yes. 2 p.m. If you can bear it, but I don't know, have something ready. I wouldn't say coffee. Okay, let's get to something else bothering me, and that is the flooding, which is continuing. I want everybody to know in the flood areas, and you know I'm the little crybaby on here. I'm the one that really does. Well, prayer and scissors do feel things. Let's get there. But let's get to something really positive. Yesterday was the day of prayer, called for on June 2nd by Franklin Graham. Now, I want to tell you something that melted my heart and made me so happy. Pastor Michelle at the Joy Music Station was invited up there. They had it a few days ago. And some of the singers, that's why some of these songs I put on there are vital. there because of the patriotism and the love and the godliness behind them. So I know the Newsboys was a group and there were others. Well, our vice president was listening to some of it, and he got in on that, and Pence, and what a meeting they had. It was just, she said, it was just, hearing her tell it the whole time, she was excited and wanting to cry at the same time. So I actually heard 4 hours of that, and it was, God bless America for this, because we need more of these. You know, it is prayer that's going to bring us through, and I don't say that because I'm a prayer intercessor. I'm a prayer intercessor because I know that that's what is going to bring us through. And all of you, and by the way, all of you veterans, if there's a veteran I'm talking to, and that's probably 3/4 of our show, I'm not kidding, all of you are veterans, a lot of you, if you haven't seen this real thing I just saw, they're going to repeat it, you should really, you'll really love it. You'll get into it as much as myself and more. And yes, the captain gets it, and you all will too. But
I've seen it several times.
Oh, well, see, this is the first time I actually saw it, and they're going to rerun it on, I think, Captain, am I correct, on June 6th. I could be wrong.
That's what I said, 2
yeah.
p.m.
Okay,
June
good.
6th.
Yeah, I didn't even know it was what day, because I got so emotional. And what I love, Captain, it's not a movie. I mean, it actually shows all the players. You know, it shows Hitler. You can't make this stuff up.
It's real, I know.
Oh, absolutely real. I'm sorry to get so emotional, but that's my nature. Oh, Rosemary's on again. She's either going to cry or, that's right. You know, that's what, by the way, I want to give some good news. I've been trying to give good news here. Pastor Michelle mentioned something I did not even know. And then I've got to give a goodbye just for tonight. But don't worry, you're going to get blessings this week. I know somebody said, you didn't give us any. You're going to get a couple double blessings later this week. If you're new, stay tuned. You'll know. You'll know what they're like later. Anyway, there are more Christians being killed right now than ever. That's per Michelle. And by the way, they do that. It was from someone else, too, that does their homework. China. China has many people that we don't know about going underground for their lives, you know. And I did not know that there were that many Christians going underground.
Well, they're eliminating the Muslims. China is actually wiping out the Muslim population.
She went into that. And it's stuff that I really wasn't as aware of as I should have been. We'll put it that way. So it's a good thing. And let me end with, I always try to end with a positive note. Remember this, people. It was grace that brought us safe thus far. And you watch that thing and you'll know it. And grace will lead us home. God bless America. Thank you, Kevin.
All righty, Ms. Rosemary, the prayer intercessor. And when we come back, our telephone lines are wide open. So here comes the number. Go ahead, Kathy.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch. Heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time. Overnight, Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
All righty. Welcome back, everybody, to the Captain's America Third Watch. This portion of the program brought to you by my good friends at the Mission Barbecue, because I will be at Mission Barbecue at 5602 West Waters Avenue tomorrow, Tuesday. That's in the Town and Country section of Tampa, north end of the airport, just off the Veterans Expressway. You go make a right turn if you're going east. If you're coming south, you make a left turn going east, and you go past the first traffic light, and you can either turn into the driveway just before the second traffic light or make the turn at the second light and turn around and come back into the place right there through their outer and exit that they have. But I'm there every Tuesday from 12 noon to 1:30. You can come and have lunch with the captain. All veterans get a free dessert. The national anthem plays at 12 noon. We try to get there a little bit before 12 so we can take part in the national anthem as it's played and render our proper salute, because we wear military cover, and therefore you'll see us standing there saluting the national anthem. But we welcome everybody, civilian or otherwise, to come to the Mission Barbecue on Tuesdays from noon to 1:30. Now, there is some news that I need to report that is developing here. We have reports coming from the British ambassador in the capital city of Khartoum in Sudan that there has been for several hours automatic gunfire that's erupted, heavy weapons fire as well. Possibly mortars, we're now hearing, in the capital city, and it's been going on for several hours. This is apparently an anti-military protest that went awry, and supporters of the former president, who was ousted from government by the military, is probably where this is originating from. And there's quite a battle raging there right now. And it's something that Denise Simon just sent a message to her, and she'll be on that when we come in. We'll get the latest. But the other thing is, we had four, and I believe they were all suicide bombing attacks in Afghanistan over the weekend in Kabul. Now, one was Friday, Three were yesterday. And the three yesterday, what was significant there is they reportedly were done by ISIS in Afghanistan. ISIS is still alive and well, trying to, I guess, outdo what the Taliban are doing, because the Taliban took credit for the bombing on Friday. So there you have it. Now you know the rest of the story. And by the way, one other little thing. Thursday night, I'll be at the River Church for the Trump, the Club 45 meeting. It's the fastest growing Trump club on Florida's West Coast, and the doors will open at 6:30. This is at the River Church, located at 3738 River International Drive in Tampa, Florida, just off exit 260. I-75, you make a right-hand turn, take the first right, follow that around, boom, you're right there at the River Church. And the keynote speaker for the night is going to be Todd Lamphere. Now, he's a U.S. Army veteran who's been in the ministry for 33 years. He's a former Force Comm Soldier of the Year. He served in churches in Virginia, Ohio, and Florida. And Todd currently serves as the Chief of Staff for Pastor Paula White, who is President Trump's pastor and spiritual advisor, and on the global outreach pastor for Paula, and also is the global outreach pastor for the Paula White Ministry. So he'll be the keynote speaker there, talking about the president and all different things Washington, D.C., since he's right there in with that group. His talk is going to focus on issues facing America, such as immigration and where we go from here. There'll be special guests there. I'll be there. There'll be some music. There'll be some food there, too. So stop and consider coming over to visit us there June 6th at 6:30 p.m. Doors open at 6. We're done and out of there by 9 o'clock at the very latest, because we don't try to keep anybody any longer, and you have to be there. We all get that. Again, that's the River Church, 3738 River International Drive in Tampa, Florida, come Thursday. So there you go. Now, the news tonight, a lot of news coming out about Iran and Afghanistan. North Korea is trying to struggle to get in the news again. Now, our acting Pentagon chief has said there's no need to restore the South Korean drills. And speaking of drills, we've got Iran all bent out of shape. Russia's even complained a little bit. We've had some Mideast exercises going on, not only in the Persian Gulf, not only in the Red Sea, but also in the Mediterranean with our forces that are there, our aircraft carriers, our B-52s, and they've been doing a little war game planning, if you will, and it's got Iran a little bit nervous, which I would think it would be, but Iran is also making threats, as you heard them say, things like they're going to, you know, if we do anything, they're going to blow our ships out of the water. And China's even come in and made some statements over the weekend here about the situation over there with Taiwan and the Straits and all that. It's just unbelievable what we have going on right now. But, again, it is what it is. And you're not going to walk away from this. Now, the president, his approval rating has now hit a two-year high. He's now up at a two-year high. Now, there was a report that came out yesterday from Rasmussen that his report last week was 48%, which is still higher than Barack Obama's was at any at this time in his tenure, if you will. And speaking of numbers, Vice President Joe Biden continues to lead the other prominent hopefuls for next year's Democratic presidential nomination, while Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders remains a distant second. Now, as another school year comes to a close, voters continue to question the abilities of the students that U.S. schools graduate. Can they read? Can they write? Do they know arithmetic? And, oh, by the way, can they compose a sentence? Think about that. And voters still regard most judges as political animals, but think that it's wrong for politicians to single certain judges out for criticism. Now, Americans also strongly support President Trump's plan to require TV ads to list drug prices, and most think it's likely to force down the cost if they do that. Most Americans still understand the reason the Founding Fathers established the Electoral College and are increasingly opposed to efforts to get rid of it. So the next time you hear the lamestream, mainstream media giving you a report that people want the Electoral College to be done away with and things changed, that's not the case. That is not the case. And while Democratic presidential hopefuls attempt to outbid each other by offering more government freebies, most voters still call for smaller, cheaper government and don't trust the feds with their money. Now, Americans continue to view Memorial Day as one of the nation's most significant holidays and the beginning of summer, and 38% of likely U.S. voters think the country is headed in the right direction. And those are what the polls told us last week. Now, the other thing that's going on here, and I'm going to be talking about this with Denise Simon, is the Mueller special investigator report is now over and done with. And the question, I guess, is going to be, what happens next here? Because we have a report that came out from Red State, and the report was such that they were questioning whether or not some of James Comey's telephone calls and transcripts were maybe shortened a little bit so as not to include everything that was said in there. Now, I'm not really sure where we're going to go with all of this. This is a report that actually I think Fox News had on last Thursday or whatnot. And Facebook and Twitter was all lit up about this with Robert Mueller and Comey, a picture of them together, buddy-buddy, palsy-wowsy, as you might well expect. And we'll talk about this with Denise Simon as to what it is that may or may not have transpired with this situation, the friendship Comey and Mueller had, whether or not there was any advantages taken of. All right, I'll be right back. Going to get into our military and veterans news segment. Don't go anywhere. Coming right back.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Virginia Beach is still reeling with shock and sorrow after a gunman opened fire in a city building on Friday, killing 12 people. Superintendent Aaron Spence says the city's public schools are in session on Monday.
You know, obviously we've had a tragic event, but when these things happen, our belief as educators is that we need to get back to normal with our students as soon as possible.
Although the alleged gunman was about to leave his city job right about the time he reportedly opened fire on coworkers, city manager Dave Hanson Johnson says
he was not terminated and he was not in the process of being terminated.
That leaves investigators with no answers so far as to why he did it.
Right now we do not have anything glaring. There's nothing that hits you right between the eyes.
So Virginia Beach Police Chief James Severa is asking for public help from people who knew him.
On a motive, on past experiences with him, let us know so we could put it all together.
This is USA Radio News.
Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. Call right now. That number again is 800-280-2144.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen.
Come
here
on, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway? Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, and they make such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
group? Hey, Val, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
He hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop this senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, it is time for our first military and veterans news segment. Brought to you by the National Aviation Academy. Now, the National Aviation Academy has two locations to better serve you. And in 14 short months, you can be well on your way to a high-paying, in-demand job and not have to worry about your career ever again. Here's more.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, listen up, guys. Guys and gals, I know some of you are in a dead-end job. I know some of you are probably going nowhere as a result of that. And I know a whole bunch of you have no chance for the future, a pay raise, or a promotion anytime soon. Well, I got a great idea for you to jumpstart your career and your paycheck, too. It's called the National Aviation Academy. Now, you can keep that dead-end job for a little while you go to school. They've got two locations to serve you. One in Concord, Massachusetts, the other in Clearwater, Florida, because in 14 months, you can be well on your way to a high-paying, in-demand job with unlimited potential for growth as an aviation maintenance tech. Now, how would you like the opportunity to start out at $50, $60, $70, $80,000 a year or more, depending on the luck of the draw? It's all possible. Now, check them out online. by going to NAA.edu. That's NAA.edu. Or give them a call at 800-659-2080 to find out more. That number, 800-659-2080. And always remember to tell them the captain sent you. It'll open the door wide open for you. The National Aviation Academy, a tremendous opportunity for you to turn your job and life around. NAA.edu, 800-659-2080. Well, this week, June the 6th, the D-Day, 75th anniversary, a number of organizations have gone over there. The World War II survivors, as many as could make the trip, are over there. You've also got elements of the 10th Special Forces that's been over there, working with some other European forces. They've been jumping over Normandy. There was a paratroop drop yesterday. A lot of different reenactments going on, showing people what took place based on the military records that we know about. There'll be ceremonies at all the different cemeteries that are there in the area. There will also be a French ceremony held on Omaha Beach on June 6th, all different times. And as you heard Ms. Rosemary say, come Thursday at 2 o'clock in the afternoon, Fox News will present a very special broadcast, television broadcast, with actual footage from a lot of things that took place on D-Day. Now also, for those of you concerned about the switcheroo, if you will, at the VA, going to electronic health record modernization, now, that should follow you. When you get out of the active duty military, those of you that are getting out of the service right now and you go either into civilian life or perhaps you go into the National Guard or the Reserve, your records will follow you. They should follow you electronically. And that's exactly what the VA is trying to do right now, is to make sure that your records will follow you once you get out of the service. And currently, the VA is working to achieve its initial operating capability all across the country, which will allow the VA to leverage the DOD's data hosting environment and enhance their cybersecurity protocols to facilitate the interoperability between the VA and the DOD. Well, we'll see how that works out. And I'm crossing my fingers and hoping they don't screw that one up. Good Lord. Okay. Now, also, the VA Choice Program, the Veterans Choice Program, is scheduled to be replaced by the new Veteran Community Care Program, which was created by the VA Mission Act passed this past year. Now, it's aimed at adopting lessons learned from the Choice Program and consolidating all community care or non-VA care programs. The Veterans Community Care Program will have new criteria for accessing private sector health care. And the new program is intended to expand access for care to veterans, including urgent and walk-in care, where they'll be able to go to their local facility, their local VA-approved doctor, and not have to worry about making the trip all the way to the VA hospital. It'll alleviate a lot of the backups and a lot of the extra lines I'm sure that they've had. Also, the Senate addressed the military housing crisis. The first draft of the Northern Defense Authorization Act, the version which has important steps to address the military housing crisis, to include creating a tenant bill of rights, creating a dispute resolution process, and providing over $300 million to ensure that every installation has the appropriate amount of government housing personnel to fulfill new compensation oversight and planning measures. Now, this is the least that we can do for military families. And they deserve to live in housing that's free from mold, pests, and other hazards. We can do better. By the way, the joint chairman of the Chiefs of Staff, General Joe Dunford, will be retiring later this year. Attended a Brookings Institution event this past week with the VFW Dwight D. Eisenhower Award a recipient Marine. And the discussion he had there focused primarily on the current and foreseeable threats coming from Russia, China, North Korea, Iran, and other transnational violent extremism. Now, discussions were also held about mitigating the risk and miscalculations, not politicizing the military-to-military relationships, and being ready to fight tonight were the key to America's military strength and readiness going forward. He also said better defense budgets over the past three fiscal years has enabled the military to address their shortfalls as well as produce quantifiable investments and competitive advantages over our adversaries. And to that, I say, about damn time. There you go. Now, I kind of breezed through this last week, but the United States Coast Guard has opened their exchanges to Department of Homeland Security employees. They'll now be eligible to shop at the 64 Coast Guard exchanges, as well as its online store. The 200,000 civil service employees of the Department of Homeland Security. So there you go. That's a good thing. Now, as is the custom with this show, I'm going to read the names of the POW MIAs who were identified this week. Army Corporal Earl H. Markle, who was reported missing in action in Korea in 1950. Marine Corps Reserve PFC John T. Burke, who was reported missing November 1943 at Tarawa in the Pacific. Also, three members of the USS Oklahoma, U.S. Navy Machinist Mate Second Class Leo Blitz, U.S. Navy Fireman First Class Rudolph Blitz, and Navy Seaman First Class Edward Wasileski, all assigned to the battleship USS Oklahoma. You'll notice the first two were actually brothers, twin brothers, and they all died December 7th, 1941, aboard the USS Oklahoma, with 429 total deaths to the crew members on board that ship. So welcome home to them. May you rest in peace. And a grateful country thanks you very much for your service to America. Also, the GoFundMe wall, number two, has started. Second section of wall being built. We'll see how that goes along. The first section, they're finishing up the tail end of it. And then we'll see where they go from there. They've got six different areas that they're going to be building. The Build the Wall group and the second one, the GoFundMe group, is at it right now. All right. We'll be right back with more of the Captain's America Third Watch. Kathy, take it away.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor. And the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they are able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Hi, this is Mark Walters from Armed American Radio, and you're listening to The Captain's America, Third Watch, with the captain himself, Matt Bruce.
Well, I pulled out of Pittsburgh, rolling down that eastern seaboard. I got my diesel wound up, and she's running like I never before. There's a speed zone ahead, we're all right. I don't see a cop in sight. 6 days on the road, and I'm gonna make it home tonight.
All righty, Dave Dudley, 6 days on the road. He's gonna make it home tonight. That brings us into our Truckers Highway and Bible Report for this hour, brought to you by your local Pilot or Flying J that's near you, your trucker's home away from home. It's not your average truck stop anymore. They've made some changes for the better, and I'm sure you're gonna like it. Stop by, check them out, Pilot Flying J, and always make sure to tell them the captain sent you. You might get a free cup of coffee out of the deal. All right, now, got to talk first of all about the cold weather. There is some freeze and frost warnings in northern Michigan, both parts of the Upper Peninsula, as well as the northern part of Wisconsin, the northern part of Minnesota tonight. You've got freeze and frost warnings up there in Duluth. Put on your snowmobile, so I was going to say, not a snow shovel, but it is chilly up there. Now, we've got a number of flood watches and warnings all over the place. Let me start with Lake Ontario. All the way from Niagara Falls to Watertown, New York tonight, right to the St. Lawrence Seaway, you've got a lake flood advisory because of the waters that are being pushed by gale force winds on shore. So be prepared in the low-lying areas up there to see some of that. And I know one of the areas where I lived in upstate New York, Lake Ontario, that happened fairly frequently. I was up high enough that it didn't happen to me. Thank God. Some unsettled weather conditions in central Nebraska tonight. Conditions are ripe for severe thunderstorms. So far, I don't hear of anything going on. You've got some flood watches and warnings in the upper part, central part, north central part of Nevada, a little small stretch of southeastern Idaho, Billings, Montana, over to Livingston. You've got some flood watches and warnings there. And also in Texas, around Midland, over towards Abilene, you've got some fog and some very unhealthy air conditions tonight around the Metroplex of Dallas and off to the east. So things are not all that great there. You've got flood watches and warnings in parts of North Dakota, South Dakota, Nebraska to the east along the Missouri River, Kansas, same thing along the river, Oklahoma, same thing along the river. And by the way, most of the rivers north, south, east, west in the Midwest tonight, you've got flood watches and or warnings wherever you go. Okay, don't forget our Truckers Highway Imbiber Report, always brought to you by your pilot or Flying J. Stop by today, see what they're all about. You might get a big surprise by going in there and telling them the captain sent you. You might get a free cup of coffee out of the deal. Never know. All right, Dan the Man, Lafayette, Indiana, is on the phone line with us. Hello, Dan the Man.
Hey, you know, I listened to your veterans report and the Marine Corps Commandant Dunsford, what he said about China.
Yep.
Yeah,
well, no, wait a minute. He's not the commandant. He's a Joint Chiefs of Staff chairman.
Oh, yeah, Joint Chiefs of Staff. That's
yeah, right. Commandant, somebody different, but go ahead.
Yeah, well, they're both four-star Marines.
Yeah, uh-huh.
So, all right, first, I think the president and even Hillary Clinton made the mistake of downplaying the Trans-Pacific Partnership.
Uh-huh.
And that just pushed a lot of our allies, a lot of the smaller ones like Singapore, Malaysia, whatever, even Australia, into the arms of the Chinese, the overarching arms of the Chinese, because they had the Belt and Road Initiative.
Uh-huh.
This could have easily have paralleled that and made it irrelevant. But I think we made a big mistake. We were so myopic. We were looking too much at home and not abroad. But I've said for a long time, NATO is worthless. And we should just get out of that. We should take our troops out of Belgium and Germany and all the equipment, and we should put it in the South China Sea. We should put that in Australia. We are wasting money we don't have in Europe, in Afghanistan, when we should be in the South China Sea area.
Well, remember so, NATO, Merkel, and she brought it up. She wants to create their own version of the European Union to protect themselves, so let them do it.
That's my view exactly. I think in another 10 years, 5 to 10 years, we are going to view the Germans the way we view the Russians. They can't be trusted. Don't turn your back on them. Germany has accomplished pretty much everything today that it couldn't accomplish in World War II. Germany controls Europe. Germany is the head, first among equals in the EU. They control the purse strings on every country, from France to Greece to Turkey, wherever. You know, they often talked about the European Cooperation Agreement where they have their own army, you know, and it kind of paralleled NATO, but when you go to look at soldiers and sailors, it's the same guy in two different organizations. So it never made sense to have two of them anyway. NATO served its purpose for its time, and like I always tell my students, it was to keep the Americans in, to keep the Russians out, and to keep the Germans down.
Well, the French and the Germans worked out a deal that if you're French and want to join the German army, you can. If you're German and want to join the French army, you can. And I'm not talking about the Foreign Legion. I'm talking about the regular army.
Right, but Germany's Boy Scout troops.
I know.
Are manned better and better armed and better trained than the German military right now.
Mm-hmm.
If that spark ever gets there, where they have to rearm again, they could be out of this world, but right now they don't have to. They control the financial strings on everything. Britain is smart doing what it's doing because it has the biggest and most powerful military establishment in all of Europe.
Okay, well, I got to let you go because Denise is on the phone here, but one last little question to you. China, you know, they're talking real tough, real strong. They're talking about if we don't back off on Taiwan and if we don't leave them alone with their little islands and all that stuff, that they could consider that to be a threat and they might do something bad to us.
No, not a chance.
Okay.
They're not ready. Not already. They've got 27 dialects. They've got 24 different provinces.
Okay.
They cannot hold it together. No.
All right.
They're not ready yet.
I'll talk to you later, my friend.
Okay, I will talk to you later on in the week.
Dan DeMann, Lafayette, Indiana. We appreciate him very much. And joining us right now, Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com. Hello, hello.
Good morning.
What is going on in the Sudan? I've been getting all kinds of breaking reports and partial stories, and the British ambassador said it sounded like World War III was going on outside the embassy.
I haven't seen it at all, so you're ahead of me on that one.
Well, here's the deal. Heavy fighting has broken out in Khartoum in the Sudan after anti-military protests got completely out of control. The military moved in to move the protesters out of the area that they were in. Gunfight ensued, automatic weapon fire. Possibly the sound of mortars was heard in the downtown area of the capital city in the Sudan, and the British ambassador reported he's been hearing automatic weapons firing most of the night. It's quieted down now, but it's probably because they drove the people out or possibly arrested them and got them out of the area, whatever the situation is. But that's what was coming out of the Sudan.
All right. Well, it looks like they're still fighting over some oil there, too.
Now, the other thing is, real quick, I want to toss into the mix Afghanistan. We've had four, I believe all of them have been suicide bombings. We've had four bombings since Friday in Afghanistan.
Yep. I think the most recent one was Islamic State.
That's what they say. Mm-hmm.
So I'd say they're not quite defeated yet.
And one is what was almost called a stick-on bomb stuck to a bus of some sort. Is that correct?
I heard that, too. So that's not a surprise. I think that's just kind of an additional technique that they're using. If they cannot find a suicide bomber, then, you know, they would necessarily just walk by something with an IED that would explode at a later point.
Yeah, and the other two were apparently, and again, I'm only using what I'm seeing here, apparently were suicide bombers, but there's no confirmation of that either.
I think we had a confirmation on the Islamic State, however.
Yes, we have. Uh-huh, absolutely. Confirmation on Islamic State. And the other one was the Taliban. All right, hold that thought. Folks, we'll be right back with more with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. And check out her website, FoundersCode.com. Sign up for the great articles that she writes, and you'll be in the loop. I'll be right back. Kathy, your turn.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.